the bracha of Baruch Shepetrani Me'unsho Shel Zeh. This bracha officially is written in the Rama Simon Resh Chav Hei as follows. He says, Yesh Omrim, Mishen Aseh Beno Bar Mitzvah, Yevarech Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shepetrani Me'unsho Shel Zeh. That the father is supposed to be saying this bracha on the day that Baruch Hashem Izuche, that his son becomes a Bar Mitzvah, that he blesses HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and she said, "Peterani me'unsho shel zeh," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has exempted me from the punishment of this, which means referring to the child. However, ends the Rama v'tov levarech belo shemu malchut. Really, the best would be without the name of Hashem. Why not? Because of the fact that in all the Gemarot, this beracha is not mentioned, and many poskim write any beracha that comes after or not written in the Gemarot, you don't make Beshem Malchut. You could say it without the name of Hashem, you know, as a way of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but without the name of Hashem. But it's written in Midrashim. This bracha is written in Midrash, Parashat Toldot. But the bottom line is not in the Gemara. So this is the Nekuda. So as we know, it says the Minhag Sefaradim, Lo Nagu Lebarech Berachazu Beshem Malchut, Elo Amrim Beli Shem Malchut. Baruch Shepetrani Me'unsho Shel Zeh. V'chein Minhag Kama Me'edot HaYashkenazim. Also, by Ashkenazim, there is division. Some of them do say it. Talmidim of Vilna Gaon, they do say it. However, when it comes to this Nekuda, there are two different customs about it. Now, let me mention to you the idea behind it. What's the idea behind it? That means, what does it mean? So the real meaning, that's the meaning that Mishnah Berurah brings, and other poskim also bring this, that really the mitzvah of chinuch is up to the age 13. So therefore, the father sent his son to the yeshiva, did his utmost at home also to educate the child properly. So he did what he had to do for his child. So then the responsibility of the chinuch is basically up to the age 13. So even though in reality, the many poskim write, the chinuch, the proper Jewish education and upbringing, continues. The chinuch is also even afterwards. Mishnah Berurah writes, the real chinuch is up to 13. Afterwards is also chinuch, but is mostly going to be afterwards, hocheyach tochiyach et amitecha, that you shall come to rebuke and discipline. That aspect applies. The son is 100 years old, the father is 120. He still has to try to make sure that the child doesn't do any averot, doesn't do any wrongdoing, etc. The mitzvah of chinuch is basically mostly up to the age 13. Afterwards, he also has it, but the emphasis is placed up to the age 13. And afterwards, it's going to be tochacha, disciplining the child. So now, listen here. So the first answer is, so being that you're up to now, the father could be punished because of the averot of the child. So v'atash and asel gadol, and the gadol is metzuveh oseh, he is obligated on his own. Shuv ein ha'achrayut mutelet ela ala ben atzmo v'niftar aviv me'onsho. The father is exempt from the punishment of the son. If the son does an avera, it's his own responsibility. I did what I had to do for you. So that's the first way of understanding this beracha. Baruch shepeterani me'onsho shel zeh, that I am exempt from this punishment. So comes the Baal HaLevush, Rav Mordechai Yaffe. So he writes another understanding. He says like this, as we know that the Gemara many places writes that children up to the age 13, Rachman al-Islam, and the girls up to the age 12, they are considered to be assets of the father. That means sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to punish someone, Bar Minan. So therefore, instead of that it should be, let's say, different types of punishment, a person could be financially not doing so well at work. In business, he's not going. Why? Maybe, perhaps, Khalil Abakhas, we don't know. But it could be as a kapara for his averot. So, Rahman al-Islam, there is such a thing that the children up to this age that I mentioned are considered to be also assets of the father. So, therefore, Khalil Abakhas, it could be that it says, many gemarot, שבנים קטנים מתים באבון נדרים או באבון ביטול תורה של אביהם. Different averot that the father could do, Rahman al-Islam, as a kapara, being that the children are assets of the father, חלילה וחס, it could be taken away. ומעתה, אחר שנעשה גדול, Ein haben ne'enash yoter al chatae aviv. No longer is the father's punishment is going to go to the child, because now he's a gadol. He's no longer an asset of the father. He's an independent being. So that is the... However, we know that there is another pasuk. Poked avon avon. Poked avon avod al banim. Al bnei banim al shireshim al ribeim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says a few places in the Torah, Parashat Ki Tisa, one place, that he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to visit the sin of the father on the second generation, third generation, fourth generation. So what does he mean? So you just told me no. The answer is, Be'ukhzin ma'aseh avotehem be'edehem. If the father has such an avera and the child continues to do the same avera, then the father's avera, the punishment could be up to four generations. Let's say a father used to do geneva, gezela, different averot. So the child also does it. The second generation, the third generation also does it. A person could be punished up to four generations for the averot of the previous generation. If you continue in their averot, you're going to get the punishment. Then the father also, by the mother also the same thing. So therefore, that's a different concept. Over here, however, up to the age 13 and up to age 12, as I mentioned, Khalila, it's considered to be an asset, and that's a different cheshbon. Even if the child is innocent, it is innocent, it's not metzuah, we will say, but nevertheless, that is a different calculation. Let me just end with one nekuda that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach used to, it's mentioned in Halichot Shlomo, that he used to mention for every son of his, Baruch b'shem u'malchut. He used to say it b'shem u'malchut. Aval la'achirim hora lebarech b'li shem u'malchut. So by others, he would say, don't say the name of Hashem. He himself, every son of his that became bar mitzvah, he said it, Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam, shepeterani me'onsho shel zeh. He said it with the name of Hashem. So they ask him, how come? He writes as follows. Le'shoel amar. Somebody asked him, how come you tell us not to make... You yourself made on your children every time that one of your children became bar mitzvah. He says like this: Kol she'eno yodea be'atzmo, she'asa kol ha'ishtadlut, ha'reuya lechanechet banav, kera'uy. Let's say, if you are not so sure that you did your utmost, you send them to the best yeshiva. He says, le'shalcho le'beit chinuch me'uleh, the highest yeshiva that there is, not even mediocre. The highest yeshiva, the highest education, the highest chinuch, the highest Torah education. All these things that whatever you have to do as a father you did for your son, then you could say with the beracha. But however, if you are not so sure, ein ra'ui lebarech, because you didn't do, then the averod, he says the opposite. The averod of the son could come to the father, chalil lebechas. Kivan shelo chincho kera'u, you didn't do a proper chinuch, you didn't give it to him. He says, up to the age 13 or 12. So this says, Pam Amalefana. He says, one time, he says, this is the explanation that what he gave. Why is it that we do Seudat Bar Mitzvah? For what purpose we make Seudat Bar Mitzvah? Why is it? He says as follows. Listen here. He says, you know why it is? Because the Gemara mentions, and it's the Perush of the Rashbam in Gemara, Masech Baba Batra, they were seen Seudah, Le Gemara Shel Mitzvah. When you do Gemara Mitzvah, when you finish a mitzvah is complete, you have to do a Seuda. Baruch Hashem, you were zoche, let's say, the community were zoche to build a mikveh. They build a yeshiva. They should do. The mitzvah is finished. Make a Seuda. Hachinami hare nishlema le gabe ha'av mitzvah chinuch haben. The ikar mitzvah chinuch haben is up to age 13. You finished it. Make a Seuda. Share Mevarchin Birkat Baruch Shepeterani. So this is the idea behind it.